Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great morning, good afternoon, and good evening across the world. This is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, or affectionately known as Coach Terry, on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Finding My Network by Kayla Padgett. I am just so blessed today to be able to come to you all to follow up on how we take better care of ourselves, because your wealth is truly your wellness. Welcome. Today we are going to expound on your emotional and mental well-being. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ." Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, as we go through this journey we call life, we are going to have disappointment. We are going to come upon stressors and potholes and things that can allow our mindset to wander in places thou shall not go. And with that being said, I have to tell you that we have to honor God for his word, and we have to start our day out with his word. So Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I'm going to stop right there. How many of you out there now can honestly say that you've made your request known to God and that you are quiet and that you are still? In order to be in balance emotionally and mentally, we have to create our own serenity sanctuary. So wherever you are right now, whether it be in your home, in a favorite room, with your favorite blanket, and sitting in your favorite chair, that could be your serenity sanctuary. Some of us may have a closet that we like to go into and sit still and call on the Lord for prayer. For me, I like going to the beach. I live in an environment where the beach is close to me. It's where I sit. It's where I can be still. It's where I can be calm. I allow the ways to whisper God's wisdom into my heart and soul as I breathe in and out and take on God's grace. See, we have to remember, God has given us favor across our entire life. We just have to believe it. And if we do that, we can be emotionally well and we can be mentally well. The brain has over 70,000 thoughts a day, according to experts. That breaks down to about 3,000 thoughts per hour. We're allowed to think. We are allowed to have our thoughts wander. But when you believe and that you know you have the favor of God, then all things are good and all things are possible despite. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control." Some of us that are listening right now are going what we call through. We're going through some trials and tribulations. It could be your health. It could be a death that just surprised you or came upon your family. Some of you that are listening may be caregivers. Some of you may be in a financial strain. Some of you may just say, "I just don't even know how I'm going to get through." I just want to say to you, be encouraged, for God has given us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So a couple of weeks ago, we extended on our physical portion of wellness, because when someone is asked what is wellness, most people think how physically fit one can be. But if you've been listening over the months, you've heard me share that there are different components to wellness. We talked about the wellness wheel, where there's a physical component, an emotional component, a social component, an emotional component, a relational component, and of course, a spiritual component. So today, this afternoon, this evening, across the world, we are going to be talking about our emotional and mental well-being. When we talk about our emotional well-being, it's being aware of a feeling and able to accept your feeling rather than denying your feeling. How many of you are listening right now have feelings inside that you want to share with a friend, a family member, or a significant other, and you just can't find a way to share your feelings? You have to share your feelings, because keeping those feelings inside does not do you well. Those feelings inside can stir up stress, which later may come upon a headache, which later may come on to migraine headaches, which now becomes a lifestyle of quote-unquote pain or distress for yourself. What I recommend is that you journal. And when you journal, you write that letter to your friend, your significant other, and or your spouse. Put your feelings on paper, exactly how you feel, with fervor, with grace, with love, with kindness, with anger, whatever the feeling may be. I recommend that you put it on paper. Once on paper, let it go. Come back to it 24 to 48 hours later, read it again. Cross some things out. Add some other things so that you are prepared to share in love your feelings. You must share in love your feelings, for that is being emotionally and mentally balanced in that particular situation. So make sure that you accept your feelings and that you are aware of them. Have an optimistic approach on life. Whenever my friends are around me, they say, "Terry, Coach Terry, you are so positive. That's what I like about you. That's why I like being around you." Think about it. cup is always running over with opportunity. The cup is always running over with love. The cup is always running over with favor. You just have to believe it. You just have to believe it and continue to walk in God's grace. So I ask you, what are you coping with or dealing with at this particular point in your life where you can turn that around or you can continue to have that optimistic approach on life? For that is emotional balance. Discipline your disappointment. I tell you, life is all about goodness and grace, but also comes with disappointment. How can we turn that disappointment into something good, into something great? For God knows that we're going to come upon disappointments in our life. He wants to know how we're able to cope with those disappointments and turn them around. There's a song that I love that says, God's turned it around for me. He'll turn it around. You just got to be still. Go into your serenity sanctuary. You know, oftentimes I travel across the country, and in my hotel room, I have to create my own serenity sanctuary. Because it is up to you to determine where you are going to seek peace, grace, and God's favor. You can create that atmosphere. And I take my candle out of my suitcase, and I just take the cap off, for the aroma of my soul purpose candle is absolutely amazing. And whatever scents or aromas that I need in order to uplift my current spirit of favor is gradually shifting in that room. And I get to sit and I get to thank God, I get to praise God for where I am right now. And I get to share my disappointment. I get to ask Him to help me, help others. For we all are a vessel on this earth to bless others and to give to others. That's a part of being emotionally free and emotionally well and emotionally balanced. Now, we can be a little selfish when it comes to our own self-care, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't help or take care of anybody else. So emotionally, you've got to be in a place where you have an optimistic approach on life, be aware and accept your feelings rather than deny your feelings, discipline those disappointments, and cope with those stressors in a positive way. What I find across the country as I coach women and men, most of them tell me that I recognize that I've been in a spirit of depression. And I say back to them, is that what you want for your life? How can you turn this around? What are your thoughts? Do you not know that you are unique and wonderfully made, says the Lord? You have a purpose on this earth and in this life. So what I recommend is, let's discipline the disappointment. Let's turn it around. Let's have an optimistic approach on how we can overcome what has taken place. For it is a disappointment. Is it the end of the world? I don't know. It depends on your approach and how you look at it. It's not the end of the world for me in my eyes, but what does it look like for you? So being emotionally balanced and having that emotional well-being is very vital to your wellness and to your health. For your wellness is your wealth. So many people think financially is wealth. It's not. If we wear out our bodies, where are we going to live? Heard that from one of my mentors. If we wear out our bodies, where are we going to live? We talked a couple of weeks ago in the physical component of wellness about your body as a temple. You need to nourish it. You need to take care of it. You need to water it and filter in the positive as the toxins are released to go out. When we look at our mental component of wellness, it's a state of mind. That mindset is powerful. What you feed your mind is crucial. How many of you have positive affirmations posted on your mirror, your refrigerator, your wall, in your journal, in your car, if you have one, in your bag, in your purse, in your Bible? How many of you speak positive energy into your mindset, your soul, your heart? The state of mind in which a person is able to really cope and adjust to the everyday stresses of what we call life. Some of you on the line are caregivers. You're caring for a child. You're caring for a parent. You're caring for a significant other and or spouse. That's not easy. But if you look at it from an optimistic approach, that you are a blessing onto this person, for you are to bring this person comfort, compassion, grace as they go through their processes. Caring for someone means you are a giver. You're giving your love. You're giving your positive aspects on life, which can create a positive mindset for them, to put them at ease and not to live in fear, but have that power of self-control, to have that belief that they are healed by his stripes. They are healed and that they can be well. And then you have to turn around and find out, what is it that I can do for me as the caregiver so I can continue to be strong, so I can continue to give, so I can continue to love. See, we aren't fully balanced in wellness unless we take all of the components of the wellness wheel into consideration. Nobody is completely balanced, but there's one person that is, and that is our God. You know, there's a song that says, oh, sing praise to our God, for his name is worthy, worthy. Oh, sing praise to our God, because he's worthy. His name is worthy. He will give you that balance. You just have to be still, and you have to ask for it. In the scripture that I just read at the beginning, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to me, says the Lord. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and will guide your mind. I was speaking with a sister this morning, and she was sharing that today was the birth date of a loved one that has passed on, and how it was very challenging to deal with him going home to the Lord. But she recognized the fact that she had to celebrate his life each and every day, just not on his birth date, but celebrate his life and all the great things that he did on this earth, and then continue to be a part of his legacy, of what he would want others on this earth to gain. See, that's having an optimistic approach to your emotional and mental well-being. Nobody said it wasn't going to be painful. Nobody said that it wasn't going to take time for us to heal or mend our hearts when a loved one goes home. But what we can do is turn that around, be in our serenity sanctuary, give praise to our God for our mindset of optimism, our mindset of love, and to continue to walk in the legacy and be the legacy of your loved one that has gone home. I love taking a breath. You know, so many of us, and mostly women, are apical breathers, which means they only breathe from their chest cavity and they don't really breathe from the diaphragm. The diaphragm is like right underneath your tummy. And if I were to ask you to put your hand on your tummy and inhale through your nose, you will see your tummy rise or go in just a little bit. That's your diaphragm contracting. And when you exhale, that's when it's expanding. Do you take the time to recognize your breathing, your pulse, your heart rate? Because when you're in an emotionally well environment and you're at peace with all understanding, no matter what's going on around you, you can be still and pay attention to the breath of life. For at that point, you can gain God's wisdom for the next step and the next direction that He has for you. We live in this world of go, 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 do, do, do. Do we stop and just take acknowledgement that you have the breath of life? And as long as you have the breath of life, you get an opportunity to make that choice and take full responsibility of your actions to be well, full responsibility of your thought process and how you are going to move forward. I recommend to most of my clients to just stop and take a breath and recognize that you have the breath of life. So what I want to encourage you to do today, tonight, this evening, this afternoon, is to be still and know that He is God. Take a breath. Pay attention to your breathing. Are you breathing from your diaphragm? Or are you just taking breaths just to get by? Slow down. One of the things that I want to challenge you all is to have a mental and emotional 30-day challenge for yourself. And you can start today. So by May 6th of 2019, across the world, starting today, you can take charge of your mental and emotional well-being by just doing one simple thing that's optimistic, that's positive, that is of good, and giving to others. And in that 30-day challenge, I want you to pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to your heartbeat. When you're still, do your hands shake? Do your legs shake? Does your eye twitch? All of those are signs of stress. The body needs rest in order to mentally and emotionally being well. I was speaking to some of my sorority sisters yesterday, and I was sharing with them in my travels across the country, empowering people to live to their optimal potential, be well, and to accept your life for what is, that I was tired. Coach Terry can get tired too. I listened to my body, and my body said, I need rest, which was God's whisper of wisdom into my heart and soul. Rest. Be still. Relax. I have something that I need to share with you, my daughter, he said. It's important. You will be at so much more peace. if every single day you take a step towards being mentally and emotionally well, for it will do your body good. So next week we are going to, or the next couple of weeks, we are going to go into the relational component of the wellness wheel and how we are well balanced in our relationships and how do we communicate with our loved ones, friends, families, siblings for well-being. You know, when we're dealing with wellness on a daily basis, it's really about you having those positive thoughts about the outcome. Daily, I am embraced with concerns, issues, disappointments. And what I say to you, as you are dealt the same card, take a deep breath. Be still. Ask yourself some questions. How can I turn this around, Lord? Order my steps. Continue to be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. For you know what's best. I often hear people share, I only want to do what you want me to do, Lord. That's awesome. And if you're obedient, you will be emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, physically, and socially balanced because you're doing his will for yourself on this earth, in this world. So can I tell you just how great it is to be able to do God's will? For he chose me to be that vessel to share with you across the world. He chose you to be the one to tune in across the world to get this message. For I sure hope it has blessed and helped you all across the world. Know that you are loved. Know that you are a child of God. Know that you have his grace and favor over your life today, tomorrow, and forever. So this is Coach Terry. I encourage you to continue to be well, walk in the light, create your serenity sanctuary, whatever that may be. Someone shared with me that their bathroom is their serenity sanctuary, for that's the only place they can go and have peace. And possibly light a candle or get on their knees for prayer. But wherever it is, create that serenity sanctuary. In your mindset, think positive thoughts. Give yourself the opportunity to create positive affirmations that will bless your life. I am loved. I am God's child. I am a child of God. I am spiritually well. I am emotionally well. I am mentally well. For I'm on this earth to do God's will, and I have a purpose in this thing we call life. You all have a great morning, a great afternoon, and a great evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Network. This is Coach Terry. You all be well. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.